I want you to imagine a long, polished table set with the finest silverware, expensive china and plush chairs reserved for the power players in your field, those who make decisions and shape destinies. For years, I dreamed of being granted a seat at that table. I believed if I impressed the right people, met the so-called standard, and checked all the boxes, they'd slide me an engraved invitation and say, "Congratulations, you've arrived." But guess what? That invitation never came, and it might never come for you either. And that is the best news you can hear today. Because the moment you realize you don't need anybody else to recognize you, you become dangerous. You're free to operate with zero limits. You become your own organization, your own authority, and your own leader. That is what true self-leadership is all about. And that's what I'm here to challenge you to become. The kind of person who sets the bar so high that people are forced to wonder how you do it. The kind of person who redefines what's possible. The kind of person who doesn't give a damn about external validation because they're too busy validating themselves. As far back as I can remember, I felt like a nobody. I was a punk kid, lost, with zero respect for myself or anyone else. But there was a deep craving inside me, a craving for recognition, for respect, for the feeling that I was someone. That seed of ambition burned hot. And when I was young, I was drawn to special operations. I figured if I could just meet their standards, if I joined an elite unit, then they'd have to notice me. Then I'd matter. But let me tell you something. If that spark of desire to prove yourself is fueled only by external rewards, badges, uniforms, compliments, your tank will run empty faster than you think. Because there will come a day when nobody notices how hard you work. There will be times when you believe you deserve that seat at the table, yet all you're doing is serving those who got there first. Even the ones who aren't as qualified as you. And you'll ask yourself, where's my invite? Why is no one pulling out a chair for me? Here's the cold truth. The greatest leaders I've ever seen weren't waiting on anyone to anoint them. They didn't wait to be recognized or be told they were special. They just were special. They commanded respect by the way they showed up every single day. No excuses, no disclaimers, no days off. I encountered one of these individuals in air assault school back in the day. It was a 10-day crucible run by the Army, known as the 10 hardest days in the U.S. Army. If you failed the initial physical test, you were out before the program even really started. And if you made it to day one, you'd spend your next 10 days humping rucks, hauling gear, mastering sling, load tests, all under relentless physical and mental pressure. That's where I crossed paths with a man named Captain Conley. On day zero, I noticed him only briefly, but on day one, everything changed. Before dawn, we had to do a set of five and dimes. 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, every single time we passed under these metal arches, while everyone else was content to meet the standard. 5 and 10. Connolly was still on that pull-up bar long after we dropped back to the ground. He knocked out pull-up after pull-up. Then he fell forward and punched out push-up after push-up. I was like, what the hell is he doing? He knew that same day we'd be pummeled with miles of running, weighted rucks, and more upper body work. Yet he didn't care about the risk of burning out because his mentality was,
if you set a standard for me, fine, but my standard is higher.
He didn't say one word to us. He never said, look at me, I'm a badass. He just did the work, silently and consistently. That was the first time I saw someone raise the bar so dramatically. It messed with my mind. I was used to being the standard. He was playing a whole different game. Most people love standards because standards keep us safe. There's something we can see, measure, and check off the list. You want me to do 5 pull-ups? Great. I'll do my 5 and go home. But you can't stop at 5 if you want to become elite. You have to dominate the standard. That's what Connolly showed us day in and day out. We'd line up for a 6-mile ruck march with our packs. And the instructor said, you have 90 minutes to finish. Immediately, 80% of the class started scheming how to walk for half of it and jog the rest. Because 90 minutes is plenty of time, right? But Connolly took off like he was running for his life. He wasn't there to impress the instructors. He wasn't there to look cool for the rest of us. He was there to explore the absolute edge of his potential. And it messed with the entire group dynamic. We started in a pack of 5, but by the halfway mark, he was gone, disappeared into the hills. When we finished, and we felt pretty good about ourselves because we'd beaten the official time, who was waiting for us, cranking out pull-ups under the arches. Connolly, once again, he annihilated every expectation as if the rules didn't apply to him. You'd think maybe he'd let off the gas at some point, but no. 10 days straight, he never stopped pushing. He volunteered to be the first to do the dreaded sling load test, something that jams half the class because it's super precise, extremely technical. But he just stepped forward, smoked it, and walked away. From that day, I learned a valuable lesson. The standard is a floor, not a ceiling. And if you truly want to be an outlier, you must bring a standard of your own that eclipses whatever the official rulebook says. Otherwise, you'll be just another face in the crowd, doing enough to get by, riding the bell curve into old age. For a long time, I believed that leadership meant having people under you, wearing stripes on your uniform, or commanding an entire team. That's not leadership. That's a position. That's a title. True leadership can belong to anybody, regardless of rank, job title, or status. Because leadership is about influence, and the most powerful influence you can ever wield is the example you set every day. It's not about talking a good game. Plenty of bosses, teachers, coaches, politicians love to blow smoke, get pep talks, and hand out fancy mission statements. But none of that matters if you're not following through with real action. People see through the hype. They see how you live, how you talk to your family, how you treat strangers when the cameras are off. That's where the real measure of a leader is revealed. If you can't lead yourself, if you can't adhere to your own code, why should anybody else trust you to lead them? When you're young, it's normal to look for validation. You want your teachers or parents or mentors to say, you did great, but you can't rely on that as your fuel forever because you'll never receive enough praise to fill the hole that insecurity leaves behind. The only way to fill that hole is to become your own damn hero. And that requires adopting an oath to self. For me, that oath is simple. Live with a day one, week one mentality. Stay rooted in discipline, personal accountability, and humility. Never stop when I'm tired. Stop only when I'm done. In a world of mediocrity, my mission is to become uncommon amongst the uncommon. I've memorized those lines. They guide me when I feel weak or aimless. Whenever the world gets chaotic and I start losing focus, I come back to that oath. Because if I can't live by those words every single day, then all my talk means nothing. I challenge you to write your own oath, your own personal creed that reflects the values, commitments, and goals you stand for. Don't rely on your company's mission statement or a motivational quote you saw on social media. Dig down and figure out what you truly want to represent. It should be demanding. It should scare you a little because it demands that you show up at a higher level. That's a good thing because it forces you to grow. Leadership in the shadows is what I call it. The best leaders often aren't the ones in the spotlight. They're not always the CEOs or generals with medals clanking on their chest. Sometimes they're the ones quietly outperforming the standard. They're the ones who arrive early, leave late, and never complain in between. They don't need to broadcast their achievements because their actions speak volumes. When you live like this, you automatically inspire others, whether you intend to or not. Most people are stuck in the middle of the pack, longing for an example of what greatness looks like. Be that example. Don't advertise it, just be it. The right people will notice. And even if they don't, it doesn't matter. Because you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. Here's what happens when you start living by your own oath. People will talk. They'll whisper. He's obsessed or she's crazy because you're not playing the same game they're playing. They'll say, calm down, man. You're doing way too much. But let me tell you, there's no such thing as way too much if you're in pursuit of your highest potential. Yes, have balance in your life. Spend time with family and friends. Read good books or do whatever nurtures your spirit. But never apologize for pushing yourself. Never shrink to make the people around you comfortable. Because if you do, you're training them and yourself to accept mediocrity. And once mediocrity sets in, it seeps into everything you do until you're left living a life of regrets and what ifs. Tell them I'm not crazy. I'm just not you. Then keep doing your thing. In order to maintain that relentless standard, you have to do a lot of unseen work. It's in those lonely hours, early mornings, late nights, at times when no one's checking on you, that self-leadership is forged. You're the only one holding yourself accountable, the only one who knows whether you skipped a day or faked a workout. You can't hide from yourself. When the heat is on, your level of preparation becomes glaringly obvious. If you've been half-assing your training, you'll fail. If you've been going above and beyond, that secret hustle will shine through. That's why you never wait for orders, instructions, or deadlines to get started. If you're applying to a program or know, there's a chance you might have to pass a test. Start preparing now. Don't wait for the letter or the phone call. You can gain so much ground if you approach life with the mentality, I'm already in training. I'm already preparing. That's how you transform into someone who seizes opportunities the instant they appear. Eventually, after enough time chasing the seat at the mythical table, I had a moment of clarity. I don't want to sit at your table. I want to build my own. That doesn't mean I became arrogant or anti-authority. It means I stopped seeking approval from an establishment that was never going to see me the way I wanted to be seen. Once I made that shift, my life changed. Every training evolution, every challenge course, every race became my personal crucible for growth. Instead of asking, how do I stack up against others? I asked, how do I crush my own limitations today? Because when you orient your life around that question, you stop comparing yourself to the crowd. You start comparing yourself to your own previous best. And that's how you become uncommon amongst the uncommon. Before we wrap this up, let me ask you, who do you want to become? And what do you want to stand for? If you can't answer that in a single sentence, your oath is still unformed. You owe it to yourself to find that clarity. So take some time. Lock yourself away if you have to. Turn off your phone. Get a notebook and write down the values that matter to you. Write down the standards you want to embody. Be honest with yourself, even brutally so, and craft a personal creed that demands your best. Committed to memory, recite it every morning, and hold yourself to it in every choice you make. Don't let it become empty words on a page. Let it guide your actions until it's woven into your character. Once you have your oath, you won't need anyone else to lead you. Your ambition and discipline will become a self-sustaining engine, powered by your own desire to see just how far you can go. That's when you truly become unstoppable. Look around at the world. Look at how many people accept mediocre as the norm. Look at how many people are willing to do just enough, punch the clock, earn their paycheck, and wait for their retirement. Is that the life you want for yourself? Or do you want to become the kind of person who blazes a new trail, sets a standard that most people can't even see, and becomes a silent force that lifts everyone else higher? The choice is yours, and it's not easy. Your family might think you're crazy. Your friends might whisper behind your back, but when you commit to self-leadership, you realize you don't need that mythical invitation. You don't need anyone else to give you permission to be great. You can build a standard so high it scares you and become the kind of outlier who makes everyone else step up their game. I'm challenging you today to become that person. The person who shows up ready, no matter what, because they live by a code stronger than any mission statement or organizational creed. The person who pushes past the standard day in and day out until the rest of the world has no choice but to notice. And still, you won't need their recognition because you've been leading yourself the whole time. So as you leave here, ask yourself, what am I living for? What oath do I swear by? Once you lock in those answers, I promise you, you will never be lost again because you'll be following your own compass, guided by the highest standard you can envision. Stand up. Be your own hero. Be your own leader. Write your own oath. And watch your life transform into something you never dreamed possible. Don't just meet the standard. Smash it. Become uncommon amongst the uncommon. There's no better way to live. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you.